It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And time for another garden show here on Q92. Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery joins us. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Watching the trees bud across the street here from the radio station. Things are greening up.
Yep. I was over there the other day and you hollered at me.
Yeah, that's right. You're over there working with Dr. Alstead outside.
Listen to him. Yep. He's going to do some more, redo his landscaping.
Oh, out front. Okay.
Yep.
You like designing landscapes, don't you, Dwayne?
Yep, that's one of my favorite things to do. And I've been getting a few calls this spring and says, do you guys do landscaping? Well, I've done landscaping for 48 years, so we're still doing it. So if you have any landscaping questions, I'd be glad to, you know, help out.
Yep, good. What are you busy with today or this week?
Planting tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm doing today. But I have been doing a lot of landscaping estimates. Was out yesterday, and what I do is I meet with the customer and then, you know, kind of pick, you know, their brain, what they're thinking they want, and I usually come up with a plan or something, a design and an estimate. If people are looking for that, we can help them do that. I made some notes before the show, and the landscaping was part of that, is what Heather really does. I mean, Heather has a floral department. We have a nursery department with trees and shrubs, greenhouses with the bedding plants. We have landscaping with landscape supplies, you know, edging and rock and mulches and all that type of stuff, and lawn care with fertilizer. So we do a variety of things. So if you need help with any of that, give us a call.
Okay, good. Yeah, speaking of giving us a call, we're opening up our phone lines once again for your lawn and garden questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-57301. That's 598-7301 with any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, or you can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week, they absolutely look gorgeous. And if you want to see some different petunias, we have them. They're called crazy tunias. Okay, they come in all different, they're just different. They're striped, they're spotted, they're different colors, they're bright colors. Got a couple pictures on Facebook there, and you wouldn't believe them. There's one called Moonstruck, absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
And they're all prime blooming right now, and if you want to see them, come and check out the crazy tunias.
All right, yeah, you sent me a couple pictures there, and they're just beautiful. I posted them up on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to take a look at them.
Just had some ladies from Madison come in our Dawson store, and they say, oh, you're all ready to go. And we are. We got a lot of flowers, a lot of veggies, you know, potatoes and onions and all kinds of seeds that we have, bulk garden seeds. And we've sold out of a couple. Green arrow peas went, so we had to get some more and bag them up. So have lots of seeds. So if you're getting prepared for your gardening, we're here.
Okay. What's our horticulture concern for the week, Dwayne?
Kind of same thing as I did a lot. April showers, which I think we're going to have in the next few days. April showers bring May flowers. So that's our, I called it a horticulture delight. Hopefully we're going to get some more rain and we'll really have things growing. Things have sure greened up in the last week after we got that last rain.
Right.
Get another couple inches.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so let's get some rain, but Friday or Sunday.
And tonight and
yep.
Friday through Sunday and even a little bit maybe Monday.
Speaking of that, the group that you're with, they postponed the tree planting in Madison, didn't they?
Well, we did because I don't think people probably wanted to be out planting. And I know a lot of, it's Prairie Ecolinks is the one that got the grant for the trees that are being given away in Madison. And we were supposed to be dishing them out or planting them on Friday and Saturday of this week, but we pushed it back a week, so it's going to be Friday and Saturday a week from now.
Okay, sounds good. A lot of trees are going to be planted.
A 150 trees, and you know what? We have them in at Heather Nursery and Floral, and we said they were going to be 6 to 8 feet tall, and I'll bet they're 10 feet plus.
Oh, wow.
They're nice. Paul, you
what,
better probably...
What kind of trees you got out there?
Well, we have two different types of maple trees, and we did a linden tree, oak tree, and a lilac called a Japanese tree lilac, and then Minnesota Eastern redbud. Those are the trees that are going to be planted in Madison. And we have our bare root trees in at Heather. So we have bare root means they don't have dirt on the roots, so they're a little cheaper right now. We have them in storage in Montevideo. We have all kinds of fruit trees, all kinds of shade trees. The larger, bigger trees, you know, from, you know, 6 to 10 feet, 12 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking for some trees, talk to Randy and John over in Montevideo, or else I can help you too here. And, but you'd have to get them in Montevideo.
Okay. All right. We have some questions coming in here, Duane. So are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is an email. Someone sent the email question in. Part of lawn reseeded last year, clumps of dark green grass that looks like crabgrass came up a while back. Is it too early for this to be crabgrass? And they said they sprayed clumps this last year with a high-priced crabgrass killer, and it did nothing. What do you think, Duane?
I think he doesn't have crabgrass.
Okay.
Because crabgrass is not green right now, okay? What he probably has is tall fescue, which is a clump grass, and the crabgrass killer isn't going to kill fescue grass, okay? So he probably sprayed the wrong expensive grass killer.
Okay.
If it's green this spring, I would say it's a fescue grass, or it could be a quack grass. It's quack grass that have long underground runners, so it'd be spreading. So I doubt if it's that. I'd say it's tall fescue, and you need to kill that with Roundup. Crabgrass killer doesn't kill that, and then you're probably going to have to reseed or seed some more.
Really hasn't been hot enough for crabgrass yet, has it?
Not at all. And crabgrass is an annual grass. That means it comes up from seed every year, and so it'll germinate from a seed, so it's not going to be a clump right away. And crabgrass is flat. Okay, so it's not upright. So he doesn't have crabgrass. Or that anyway isn't crabgrass.
Okay. I don't know if we got to this question last week or not. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did we talk about what's the best grass seed to put down in the spring?
You know, it depends on the different areas you're planting, but the mixture of lawn grass seed that we have, we usually is you plant a mixture of different varieties of grass seed. It's called a mix. Mix means there's different varieties. So you probably plant varieties of bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grasses, and they all kind of feed off each other. And the more bluegrass you have in a mix, probably the more expensive the grass seed is, because there's that seed is smaller, so you get more plant pound. That's why the more expensive grass seed is more bluegrass.
Mm. Bluegrass do well up here in Minnesota?
Yep. So there's different ones. There's park bluegrass. I mean, there's a number of different varieties. And when you look on the label, you want to have a name brand grass seed, because those are higher quality grass seeds.
Didn't you tell me once you were down in Arizona and they have way different grass seed down there, right?
Blazing grass, and they have crabgrass for their lawns.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, really?
That's a warm season grass. It has to be hot before that grows. They have it hot down there, so they have crabgrass. And we try to get rid of it.
Seriously?
Oh. And my big joke about grass seed is people come in and say, "You got any good grass seed here?" Yeah. My comment is, "No, we just sell bad grass seed." We do sell good grass seed and have quality grass seed. So, okay. And we have different blends. We have a all-purpose mix. We have a sunny mix. We have a premium mix. And we have a shady mix, and then we have some like brome grass and a wild pasture type mix. So we can help you with, you know, depending on what you need the grass seed for.
All right. Here's another question for Duane. I thought this was interesting. I heard if you grind up your eggshells and throw them in the hole before you plant your tomato plant, you never have fruit rot. What does Duane say about that?
You know what I would say?
What?
Never say never.
Oh, is that right? Have you heard people doing that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. What an eggshell is calcium, okay? Calcium makes up the hard part of the egg. Okay, the shell is made out of calcium. And when you have a rotten tomato or you have a blossom end rot, that's a lack of calcium. So that makes a lot of sense. Putting eggshells or buying Earth Elements fertilizer, which has a lot of calcium, and fertilizing your plants.
Was that Earth Element bag that you gave us for my trees I got, right?
Exactly. That would take care of your blossom end rot, too, because that has a lot of calcium in it.
What are tomatoes, kind of weather tomatoes need to grow well?
Tomatoes need a lot of micronutrients, okay? And Earth Elements Fertilizer Starter, which what I would use, has about every element in the world in there. Has a lot of minerals in there. And so the minerals will get into the plant and into the tomato, and when you eat the tomato, you'll be getting all those minerals. So it's more than just calcium that your tomato needs, especially for you. So use your eggshells and Earth Elements to get the rest of the minerals to get into your tomato plant.
Okay, interesting. All right, we're kind of running short of time here, but we got one more question. Does a garden do better in all-day sun or partial shade? How much sunlight is too much for a garden?
I don't know if you can ever get too much. It's just that when it gets really, really hot in the summertime, you're going to have to keep it watered, okay? Vegetables in general, vegetables and fruit plants, like the sun, okay? So you don't want to have it in deep shade, definitely. You have to have, I'd say, the minimum of a half day of sun for your garden, if not more. You want to plant your garden in the sun.
Yep. But if it's got some trees around it for shade, that's fine too, right?
Can't be too much shade for a garden. And plus, if you have trees close to it, you'll have those tree roots in your garden. And I'll tell you, a tree's going to outdo your tomato plants.
Say that again?
The tree will have roots and take away the water, take away the minerals from your tomato plants.
Oh.
The tomato isn't going to win against the tree.
Okay.
Try to plant your garden in the sun, away from big trees.
Okay. Well, what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral? And I know you just had prom in Dawson last week.
Yeah, that was fun. The flowers sure look pretty. We're getting ready. We're gearing up. I'm doing a lot of landscape estimates, but our greenhouses, and they're working on the greenhouse in Madison, so that should be up any day. We'll have full-fledged flowers over there, too. But if you're looking right now on a touch of spring, our greenhouses are full. Trees and shrubs are in. We're ready. We're ready to go. So
Mother's Day coming up.
Mother's Day is a little ways away, not too far, a couple weeks, so put that on your calendar. And Father's Day is a month away after that.
Graduations?
Yep, graduations. So if we can help you out with your flowers or your pots. I one of my favorite things besides landscape design is making these outside planters, specialty planters, porch planters, porch pots. Those are fun. We can help you with your porch pots, or if you want to bring them in, I'd be glad to plant them up for you.
All right, real good, Duane. Thank you. Good show again, and as always. And we'll talk to you next Thursday then.
You bet. But remember, we're not planting trees this Friday and Saturday in Madison.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Duane. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.